And 6:06, it is fair, 77 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 92. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Mystery Meat Monday may no longer be a mystery in many of the school cafeterias in the state. Schools all across Oklahoma are taking the Made in Oklahoma process a step further. They're buying farm-fresh products.
We're working primarily with fruits and vegetables, but I think in the future we'll start exploring into some of the farm products. We've done a couple of things with like whole wheat flour, beef jerky, there's sometimes challenges. You just have to work through your challenges. You have to work with the good and the bad.
That is Chris Kirby. She heads up the program. She says they are working with small and large school districts all across the state, including the Union School District here in Tulsa. Sunday services are called off at the Word of Life Church in Sand Springs after it is learned that a child who attends there has meningitis. On the church's website this morning, it says that the child took part in all three nights of Vacation Bible School last week. The website says the child is in the hospital but did not say what type of meningitis. The Tulsa City Council is expected to vote this week on a new budget for the city. It must be in place by the end of this month. Mayor Bartlett says it has been a smooth process so far.
The budget process is coming to an end for this season. But I really want to compliment the council once again on the collaborative effort that we've all exhibited in coming together.
The mayor's proposed budget tops out at $703 million. A Tulsa County judge says the trial of a man accused of killing a businessman 3 years ago will begin today in Tulsa County District Court. Prosecutors have charged Tariko Bell with first-degree murder in the September 2008 fatal shooting of 63-year-old Neil Sweeney. Three others have been charged in what investigators believe was a murder-for-hire scheme. Tulsa police this morning are investigating a home invasion just to the north of the University of Tulsa campus. Three people broke into a home and threatened all of the people inside, including some children. They took personal items, a game console, a television set, and the owner's pickup. A new chairman of the Oklahoma City-based Chesapeake Energy Corporation is expected to be named later this week. Chesapeake co-founder Aubrey McClendon has agreed to step down after questions were raised about the company's corporate governance and a report that he secured a $1.1 billion personal loan. We hear lots of news stories about the dangers of all-terrain vehicles. The stories usually focus on teens or younger being hurt or killed. Well, there is a new problem. Farmers and ranchers are using the ATVs to get around their property, and the injuries are increasing in that demographic, especially with the older farmers.
Your endurance isn't as good, and you can't walk as far because of the arthritis, so they're using these four-wheelers. And what we really don't have statistics on the fatalities and injuries from those, but we're just beginning to recognize that use of the ATV is a mobility device for older farmers, so we'll be doing more research on that.
That is Deborah Reed. She has been studying the issue for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. She says the injuries to adults often are more serious and the recuperation time is longer. In sports this morning, a disappointing night for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The team lost Game 3 of the NBA championship to the Miami Heat. Game 4 is set for tonight in Florida. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and hot today. A high of 92, warm tonight, 72 for a low. Tomorrow, more wind and heat, and a high of 93. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's fair and 77. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.